Benchmarking. Benchmarking is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary in part as follows: comparing products, processes, and services to those of another organization thought to have superior performance. The benchmark target may or may not be a competitor or even in the same industry. To motivate performance and to facilitate the eventual evaluation of performance, measurable performance targets are developed for global and local measures. Performance targets could simply be carried from one period to the next, with the organization aiming only at matching previous performance, whether it is excellent or poor. This would, however, not deliver the continual improvement, the learning and growth that give an organization a sustainable competitive advantage. Therefore, one purpose of benchmarking is to develop stretch goals. By identifying best in industry performance, operations can focus on improving key activities by setting benchmark measures. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines benchmark measures as follows: a set of measurements or metrics that is used to establish goals for improvements in processes, functions, products, and so on. Benchmark measures are often derived from other firms that display best-in-class achievement. Benchmarking can be used at different levels, from organizational strategy to business processes and tactics to operations. It can be a part of the new product design and development process, and it is a critical component of the quality control process. It can support planning, setting goals, designing processes, control, providing the basis for measuring activities, and continuous improvement strategies, identifying gaps and prioritizing improvement initiatives. Benchmarking can be performed internally against a similar process within the organization or externally against comparable organizations. When benchmarking looks to external examples of excellence, these could be competitors in the same or a different industry. Competitors are often the best subjects for benchmarking manufacturing processes because the nature of the manufacturing process will likely be similar. If the process differs, finding out why may still be an important way to learn how to continuously improve or to re-engineer. Organizations in other industries may have such different processes that manufacturing benchmarks will be unrealistic. However, other processes such as customer service and the like can take inspiration from the best in class for that function, which might occur in any industry. Benchmarks can also be international standards, for example, conformance to the ISO 9001 quality management standard. An example of a benchmarking framework is the supply chain operations reference, SCORE model. It defines key operations metrics, for example, perfect order fulfillment, so that organizations can compare their processes or results against appropriate industry standards or competitors. Jurin's Quality Handbook lists key tasks in the benchmarking process. Determine critical performance to benchmark. As with setting performance objectives, it is important to focus on performance that creates competitive advantage rather than every aspect of operations performance. The benchmarked performance should align with key performance indicators in the strategic plan. Define the metric that will be used, for example, volume of waste generated per week per production line. Such metrics tie directly back to the generic operations objectives the organization has chosen as most relevant and critical for its business. Identify leading or benchmark targets. This step starts with selecting a benchmark organization, functional area, standard, or index to use as the benchmark. Benchmark data can be sourced in different ways. There will likely be a variety of publicly available information from white papers to articles, but site visits and original research, such as questionnaires or interviewing individuals, may be needed. For processes and products, detailed descriptions must be obtained. External organizational and functional data may be purchased from a third party. Sometimes industry associations or consortia of business groups have gathered information from members. Sometimes certain organizations are recognized as embodying best practices, even if they are in a different industry. In some cases, each company can benchmark the other in a mutual learning agreement. Focus groups of customers and suppliers might also be formed. Gather the organization's own performance data. This can be gathered from historical records, surveys, interviews, observation, and analysis. Identify and analyze performance gaps. This comparison has two parts. First, the processes are compared and analyzed using flowcharts and other quality tools. This will provide information on how a process might be done differently. Second, performance measurements are calculated and compared. for example, which company has better inventory turnover. Determining why this is so can provide information on processes to improve. Achieving the benchmark metric also provides a goal to meet or surpass. Plan a path forward. Within the constraint of limited resources, operations prioritizes necessary improvements and builds business cases for investing in improved performance, for example, training, acquisition of new technology. Allocate resources, implement plans, and measure results. Jurin's Quality Handbook notes that in effective benchmarking, the findings are integrated into the organization's performance management system. In addition, the process itself becomes part of the organization's infrastructure. It is repeated regularly so the organization can be sure it is still measuring itself against the best standards.